ברשוס מורד עזרה, עם כל הכל, הקודש הזה. Of course, as was previously mentioned, no one can consider themselves a Talmud. To this Odom HaGodol Ba'anokim, even to attempt to do justice, to be masbid, to be marich, the godless, to this Odom Godol, it's an unachievable task. It's not fathomable b'chlal to be able to do any, even in a small measure, to do justice to such a tafkid. Just to reflect on the hergish, and I'm actually echoing which is what has been said so eloquently before. You know, sometimes when people talk about Reb Moshe and they marvel at his brilliance, his goyness, his hekif. And then there will those are those that will throw in a word and say he was very original. There's a word in there, it's Yisrael, it's used in Mikori. And I think that's a misunderstanding in being marich. Now there's two Amorim from Chazal. This is a famous kasha. The Gemara says in Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, Lo yomar dovar shelo yishma mirabbi. So the Gemara in Sukkot, the same time, on the same Rabbi Elazar, you know, Mr. Rabbi Nosson, Perek Vav, Omru, Shayadoy Reish, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol was Doy Reish, Dvorim, Shlei Shomon, Oizen, Mi'oilam. How do we reconcile these two Mamorim? On one hand, Le'omar Dovar, Shlei Shomon, Mi'raboy. And on the other hand, Omar Dvorim, Shlei Shomon, Oizen, Mi'oilam. I can't hold back from first mentioning a part of them was a dwarf and Harav Kook, Zechayna Levroch. He said on this, the oizen from Rabbi Elazar had heard from his rabbeim what no other ear heard. His godless hanefesh, when he imbibed the limudim from Zayna Rebbe's, he took it in a way, in a different depth, in a different expanse that Herod Geheret, he heard from his rabbi, but no one else heard, so it's like a true. But at the same time, it was Dvorim Shlei Shomon, Oizen Mi'oila. This, Ruyim Advorim. But I would remind myself of a pshat of them, was I heard from Adam Godel there to so many years ago. The Pasuk initially says, Shisei mayim mi beirecho v'noizlim mitoich be'eirecho. Rashi says, brings from Chazal, Boirecho, Boir is mayim ha-mechunosim. Water that what came from a source that was put there, and it is what it is. Miboyrecha, miboyr, shenosan lecha kodesh bochu, lechelek, he toiras moishe. So first is the Torah that you received. Then the pasuk continues, vinoizlim, waters that flow, mitoir be'erecha. On that Rashi says, mayim chayim, these are living waters, kloima, trilo, Hamayim mechunosim. First, the Torah is received. Kamayim mechunosim, waters that came from a source and they are what they are. In the bar, lebesoif. Then there's a process that it becomes transformed. Lebesoif noivim heim v'hoichim. Be'er is already a mayon. Like the pasuk continues, the next pasuk, Yefutzu ma'inisecha chutzu. There's a process that the Torah is transformed from a boil to a be'er. It becomes a mayon, a mizgaber. But that Atzma is the Torah that he was Mekabel Merabois of. Reb Moshe Zichrono Livracha was the epitome of a Talmid to his Rabbein. He was the Mevakesh that had the vision to seek out the Halak Doyle Yisrael. And it was always shogel al shoyin in every fabengach to him. I always walked away with an ashivas of things that he was moise from what kivel meraboisa. He was the epitome of Talmud. And of course, but with his gadlus hanefesh, zayin oiz in his ear heard from his rabbeim on a caliber that nobody else heard. And then there's the process that the bor becomes transformed to a be'er, to a mayon. It's a metamorphosis. It's a process where they became a mi'atzmo ilam ha'toira. A mayon. Mayon ganim. Be'er mayim chayim. V'noizlim. Min Levonoi, Chazal say on that pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the word Be'er, Zog Chazal, read the Loshon Chazal, Mayan Ganim Be'er Mayim Chayim, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mem Ches Pomim Kosu Batoiro, Be'er, Kineged Mem Ches Dvorim, Fosatoiro Niknes Boim, Aho Dixiv, Mayan Ganim, Be'er Mayim Chaim, V'noizlim Min Levonai. This process that the boar metamorphosizes and becomes a Be'er is the process when this Kinyan Torah, when the Nefesh develops the godless Nefesh of Ali Kinyoni HaTorah. When it's that nefesh that becomes fareinik, unified with the Torah to the point that it's the atzmius of the person, to the point that it becomes a miatzma ilam ha'teira, kinyan teira means when the Torah about a kinyan benefesh, that generates a miatzma ilam ha'teira, a mayon ganim, which Chazal say, mayon ganim dos min the Torah, the Mekoy of this Mayan that flows, Mayim Chayim, the Mekoy its source is Min Levonon from Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, which like Chazal, the Ramban is Machiv, the Beis Hamikdash was the Hamshocha of Mayim at Har Sinai. Vayishma sakol midame elov mi'al ha'kapeiris mibein shnei ha'kuvim from the Mekoyim Kodesh HaKadoshim, the hemshech of the Dvar Hashem from Maimed HaSinai, noizli min levonai. When this process takes place, this godless b'teira of a mayon, it's felt and you could feel b'chush. I'll tell you a personal feeling that I always had. I was drawn to Rav Moshe from the first time I met him. It's scary for me to think of the number of years I'm talking about, close to 40 years ago. And what drew me to him, besides, I mean, you don't have to explain why anybody should get drawn to him, even with ones of Kleinah service. But there are certain people that I felt in my life that when you connected with them, Shver Zechayim Levachar, Reb Chaim, Shulevet Zechayim Levachar, Nochim, Reb Chaim, Anoshim Doyle, when you saw them, you saw Maimat HaSinai, you saw the Hamshocha, you saw the words of the Rambam in the Hagdamah, and then the Rambam mechels the Messiah from Teira from door to door. There was a certain behirus, there was a certain oyevoye that you felt that this is rooted in the Midoyah, the door. You felt that behirus of Teira. And at the point when my Shver, Zechayin Lebracha, was not well, that's basically that piece at the same time when I got close to the emotion, and I felt that Hamshacha was actually very close to my Shver, Zechayin Lebracha. And I heard a lot of things from him, from what he learned when he learned with my Shver many years before. But that type of personality, that the Torah personified, the Torah, Begadlusa, Bebehirusa, with its oil, that feeling of connection, you can feel the hemshech, like the Rambam says, Nimtso, Ish, Mipi, Ish, Nimtso, Mipi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You felt it. It was tangible. I think, and I'm again echoing what was said before, the koyach that Reb Moshe was able to draw to him and to be able to inspire all segments of Yiddishkeit, and to be meshiv so many people back to their roots, the Tzur Machtzavtom. There's an interesting teich in Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim. Neil l'ragli dvorecha v'oil l'nisivosi. The Torah is the nail. It's a nail the ragli, but oil and sivosi. So the Chaim Volozhiner say, nair, there's a nair, there's an avuka. Avuka is a greater light. Avuka l'avdola mitzvah min hagufcha. But avuka fabrike is not good, because when you have to get into the chum, it's docking, that oil doesn't work well. So Dr. Chaim Volozhiner, Neir L'Ragli, when I'm on the path already, I need a Neir to show me each step that I take. But when I'm in darkness, and I have to be able to see the path, and I'm not there yet, for that you need oil, oil in the Sivasi. That initial breaking that Choshech, to do away with that darkness, to see that there's a nesiva, that there's a path, that needs that powerful oil to illuminate. That's the oil ha-Torah. But it's the embodiment of Torah, and it's the personification of Torah. It's Torah with its full shleimus, its full hekev. And it's a Torah, which is a metzius of Torah, which is the oil ha-Torah, the Amshoch of Maimed HaSinai. That's a oil and Sivosi. And then the Moshe was that oil, and he was that Ner for so many Talmidim, with all his exactness, with his perfection. And he was the epitome of Amayon HaMizgaver, could say that. Every time he met me over the years, his first question was, are you being mechadish, or are you relying on al techidush? Edgemont, Amidav, say that that's what he was of Zayn Fanem, and Edgemont Ayed Reina from Zayn Kranz to Talmidim should strive for that vaccine in Torah Keseder. To be, like was said before, like a Seder Misala, steigen and steigen and steigen. Amaya. It's a vacuum that can't be filled. But it's a legacy that we want to remain connected to. But like it was said previously, this vacuum that the legacy to try to connect to me, Teufels, to be nitfas in something, that fear of godless betoyer, that fear of mesiris fatoyer, yet a Talmud that can be mamshich in some way to try to the yigir. His yigir was non-stop, as brilliant as it was. The yigir and the gemont yigir, he mummed it from his talmidim. If we can in some way be mekabel to try to be mamshich, that'll be his nachas. Yilu nishmasai. Chaval al de avdin, v'loi mishtachin. Zayn bila amovis lanetzach. Mocha Hashem alikim dima melkul ponim.